Well, building on the momentum of social determinants, unionization, we're going to bring it all home here with this presentation. Our next topic is medical staff, nursing staff, and patient rights in post-COVID apocalyptic world. I love that title. We have two outstanding speakers, Doug Wolford from Holland & Knight in Nashville and Hillary Young. I always like to, as I said, look at people's CVs and comment on them. And Doug is a double Vandy grad, undergrad and law school. And he is in Nashville, as I said, with the Holland & Knight firm. He has previously authored and spoken on various health law topics, a member of the Tennessee Bar Association and AHLA as well. Hillary, everybody may know Hillary Young. She is well known to us, a frequent speaker, author. She does everything, everywhere. And it has been my unique pleasure to have matters with her, and I have learned so much from her. We actually were at the same firm, but different decades in time, and it was a great sadness to me that I was unable to practice with Louise and Hillary, who I consider to be phenomenal experts. Without going through her educational credentials, which are mighty and include Duke, I'm gonna turn it over to them, and if you'll get started, and okay. Welcome Hillary and Doug.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Doug Wolford here. So you're going to see some of the same themes in some of the prior presentations. And, you know, everyone, I think, here is kind of aware of medical nursing staff shortage issues that the country's facing, burnout, you know, from the pandemic. You know, I was looking at HRSA and the statistics there are pretty sobering. You know, right now we've got a shortage of 8,200 psychiatrists and 6,062 HPSAs. And we've got over 150 million Americans that live in federally designated mental health shortage areas. And that's going to be relevant, I think, when we get into Hillary's discussion about what's going on in our EDs and a lot of our hospitals these days. And sort of the lack of psychiatrists that we have. But there's shortages in other specialties, almost all specialties as well. Right now, they're particular really to certain areas of the country, MUAs, HPSAs, but they may be coming to other areas in the future.
Oh, sorry, I can drive.
Oh, yeah. So the other thing is we have a larger and more frail patient population coming. The U.S. is expected to increase its population by 10% in the next 10 years, so we've got more patients. We're also going to have pretty much the entirety of the baby boom group is going to be over 65 in their late 60s, 70s, 80s. And so that's a group that will obviously require a lot more medical care. And then with our younger Americans, I think as we all know, the number of mental and emotional health related issues for younger folks is also increasing dramatically, right? So a lot more patients coming down the pike and a lot less doctors. So like we said, the baby boomer population, a lot more patients in that group, but we're also gonna have less doctors. There's a large cohort of physicians that are in that baby boom group who are going to be retiring if they haven't already retired, or at least cutting back on their hours. I know my father's a gastroenterologist and he's only working part-time now. In addition, we're not able to keep pace with our supply of medical students and residents. As you all know, it's hard to just, you know, pop a resident or, you know, medical student out. You've got to have the infrastructure, more medical schools, more spots, and it's a very long supply chain, right, to get to a finished product of a physician. We also, some of this is anecdotal, I was able to find a few articles, but some of our younger docs are looking more at work-life balance. You know, older generations of doctors, you know, working 80, 100 hours a week, taking 15, 20 days a call a month, that's not really something that a lot of folks are wanting to do anymore.